This is today's Garden Bite brought to you by Dram. Another area I'm not so consistent at is feeding my shrubs. Yesterday, we established that it's a good idea to feed your container plantings and your other herbaceous plants. Just don't burn them. As for shrubs, well, they could use some food too, but there are some caveats. We'll get to those. Keeping plants healthy also helps lower opportunities for disease and insects to do damage. A caveat to fertilizer response is the environment your shrubs are grown in. Soil fertility, aeration, drainage, exposure to sun and wind, temperature of the site, and proximity to buildings, walks, and streets are but a few of the many factors that influence plant growth. I have a link from GardenBite.com to much more in-depth information on that. For the first couple of years, we fertilize to increase height and width of our shrubs. After that, it's really more about lushness. The three numbers you see on packages, nitrogen is for foliage, phosphorus is for roots and flowers, and K is potassium, and that's for overall health. Woody plants respond well to fertilizers with a 3-1-2 or 3-1-1 ratio. The package may read 24-8-16, 18-6-12, or 12-4-4, etc. In Minnesota and Wisconsin, we have an issue with phosphorus in our waterways, creating algae, so it's okay to purchase a lower number of P. In the landscape, another caveat to plants in the ground is to fertilize in spring and fall. At this point, that means you might wait till fall, unless you're planting a new shrub, then add a slow-release fertilizer to the planting hole. I've also included more information on fertilizing trees. Remember, always read the label. Dram's Color Storm Soaker Ring is great for young trees, shrubs, and raised bed gardens. Thoroughly waters your plants with far less water wasted. The Color Storm Soaker Ring is made in the USA from recycled material. Purchase Dram at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.